Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 116 of Ninjas and Super Spies. This page introduces us to Atemi, which is basically about pressure points. You do little poke attacks or little grab squeezy squeezy attacks that do special damage to people because of your mastery of their vital points. And I regret to say that I'm going to give you an unrepresentative example of Atemi abilities, which are kind of cool. I'm looking for the dumbest thing on this page, and so the one I've selected is known as Open Hand Atemi, which does not operate by poking your foe in their soft points, but rather by simply clapping your hands. You can clap in four different ways for different effects. You can deafen people, stun people, ruin people's sense of balance, or do a sonic wave attack that does damage direct to hit points. By sending a fatal sonic wave directly into the eardrum, the shin bone of the head, you can make that sonic damage go straight to hit points and kill someone real damn quick, just by repeatedly clapping at them. But in addition to the lethality of the attack, there are other benefits. Quote, because of the unexpected nature of the attack, there is always a +4 to strike from the first open hand Atemi attack. There is also no way for the victim to roll with punch, slash fall, slash impact. The second detail is kind of interesting. You can't half the damage in this direct to hit points attack because you can't roll with a sonic wave. Makes a certain degree of sense. Certainly will make combat go a lot faster, so fair enough. The +4 to strike on the first attack, because this is unexpected, is a more complicated matter. First of all, my feeling is, if you've run up against somebody in the past who has almost clapped you to death, you have that clap scouted. But according to this book, not so. They're always going to get you with that first clap, like, oh shit, he always gets me with that clap. And then once you've lost 6 hit points because you always forget how much that fucking clap hurts, then you get your head on straight and you can defend yourself. But how? How do you defend yourself? How do you parry or dodge a clap? And what does that look like? You've got sound waves coming into your eardrums. Do you just like do jazz hands and wave your hands in front of your face to break up the sound waves? Do you just reach up to cover your ears like the Hear No Evil monkey? Or is the sonic wave focused enough that you can dodge? So you've got this weird situation with one guy doing this like series of diving somersaults to get away and another dude just chasing him like... And if Dude ever zigs when he should have zagged, then he's too close to the clap and he just screams and falls over. I don't think I would know what to do if someone asked me to dive out of the way of a clap. Although I guess I'm not a martial arts master. Maybe that's the sort of thing they would know. Now the alternative, that open hand Atemi is unparryable, undodgeable, and unroll-withable, is basically unthinkable. It means this is a quickly lethal attack that can't be defended against in any way, except for straight up running away. So the most charitable reading is that somehow a true master of the martial art can parry or dodge the sound of a hand clapping. And leaving players in the position of narrating that is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time for more strange things that martial artists can do with and to their bodies on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.